Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, a very consistent message from you and your players earlier this week was, we need to be a more consistent hockey team. What led to your inconsistency in the first half?
I don't know. It's just hard to – who knows, Schultz? It's a mindset, a lot of that stuff. But if I could have put a finger on that, you know, I could make a lot of money because it's difficult. And, you know, a lot of times, again, it's a mindset. You know what? We're maybe lacking just a little edge, you know, as a collective group. Who knows? You don't know. You can sit there and try to – you know, I'd give you your reasons and rationale wise, but the bottom line is we just got to try to make sure that we play consistent hockey. If we play consistent hockey, hopefully that stuff takes care of itself.
Is 58 minutes enough, or does it have to be 60 every night?
Well, it has to be 60, Schultz, because all it is every play matters. All it is one play, and that's the bottom line. Hey, a 3-2 game or a 2-1 game? You know, again, there's so many. Hey, is it a penalty at the wrong time of the game, you know, whatever. There's just so many situations, Schultz. Is it a turnover, whatever? But, yeah, you have to play 60 minutes of hockey. You can't beat yourself, and you got to outwork your opponent. I mean, those are pretty standard answers, but that's just the way it goes. I mean, a lot of times, hey, it's not X's and O's. It's a lot of time, again, the body of work that we're going to put in, and it's all about the process.
You've given up a lot more goals this year than you have in past years. How is that a collective – you know, all five skaters' effort and not just your decor?
Well, it is all five. I mean, there's many, many things that go into it. And, you know, and I'll talk, we're not happy with our reloading. Well, if we have poor reloading, we have bad rush defense. And then if we have poor rush defense, we're not going to break the puck out properly, you know. But if we've got good reloading, now we have good gaps with our defensemen, so our rush defense is good. Now we're forcing dumps. Now we're getting first touch on the pucks. That helps our breakout. It's just a combination of a lot of different things. And but it's amazing. Just getting above pucks, you know, and having good effort, how that can just take care of everything.
Earlier this week on the Tom Cerutori Show, we had a rather lengthy conversation about youth hockey and development of players and such. And one area that, quite frankly, I just ran out of time on Wednesday that I wanted to get to was the importance of junior hockey and how it's evolved. And, I mean, are we to the point where anybody who's playing Division I hockey right now, for the most part, has to play at least some junior hockey?
Yeah. Again, there's going to be your exceptions to the rule, Schultz. You know, I think that's what you meant. Yeah, you know, by and large, for sure. But I could put a number. It'd be 85 or 90% are going to have to play junior hockey. And actually, most of the, you know, a lot of the players who are going in from seniors, you know what, to going right into true freshmen, they are playing junior hockey. I mean, if you're on the U.S. national program, you're playing in the USHL, you're playing the North American League. So there's obviously a lot of, you know what, high-end, you know, kids in grade 12 who are going right in. So most of those kids are playing junior hockey. So even that number might be higher. See, we're just wrapped up because we live in the state of Minnesota, and you know, it's the high school thing. But you got to remember, in other parts of the country, that there's no such thing as high school hockey, and a lot of those kids are playing junior hockey. So that's the difference, our world versus everybody else's world in hockey.
Well, that was my next question, is, you know, that balancing act of the desire and the community support of wanting to be a part of your high school hockey team, but yet you still need to play X number of games to get you ready to play Division I. At what point is a kid ready to take that leap?
Well, I get it. It all depends on where they're at from a talent perspective, you know, from a strength perspective. There's a lot of things that play into it. You got to be strong. You got to be fast. If you got great feet, and if you're strong on your skates, you know, that sure helps. And you got tremendous hockey sense. And if not, you better be physically ready, because now you're playing against 24-year-olds. So there's just a lot of things that play into it, Schultz. And I think every kid's different. So, but it's not an easy transition, that's for sure.
Am I remembering right, Brennan Harms, one of your youngest incoming freshmen?
Probably. I mean, you know, him and Nate as well. And Arns, they were both 94s that year, and they came in, and but they weren't true freshmen either. I mean, they weren't true, but they were younger, that's for sure. But, you know, they were younger, and but they also had a lot of – they both had 3 years of junior hockey under their belt. I mean, Armsey had 2 in Portage and 1 in Fargo, and Nate had 3 years in Fargo. So, I mean, it just, again, you know, by that time they were – you know, they were game ready.
How much of a balancing act is it for you of when to offer a kid when you think they're ready and when they think they're ready?
Well, they have to have faith and trust in the process. And like I always tell kids, I go, we might think differently right now. I might think, I think I know when you're ready. You might think you know when you're ready, but it'll all play out the right way. And so I said, we'll work this out together. And a lot of times, again, it just takes care of itself.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, on to St. Cloud State. They made a heck of a run last year. I know that you wanted to be making that run with them and also Minnesota State last year, but can you just talk about the importance, big picture-wise, in the state of Minnesota, how important that was for St. Cloud State and Minnesota State last year?
Oh, it was great. It was great for – I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, great for the state of hockey, great for the state of Minnesota. And, of course, it's great for those guys. They went on to the Frozen Four. I mean, that's – I mean, it's just great. It's awesome for their program. I mean, no question. Great for our program getting the Elite Eight as well, but it's just good for the state of hockey. All five teams made it to the Final Eight, and that just shows that our program's where they were at and where they're at, and, you know, obviously with a lot of Minnesota kids on every roster as well.
With the fifth year because of COVID, college hockey's never been an older collective group. St. Cloud State certainly got a lot of guys coming back, just from an experience level, not necessarily an age level. From an experience level, doesn't get much more experience than what St. Cloud State is,
no,
right?
No, they're really experienced. I mean, in every facet of their game. I mean, take a look at their goaltender in Rennick and their decor, their forwards. They got an old team. They got an experienced team. They know how to win. They got good balance on their team. They got their, you know, with their special teams, 5-on-5. They just have an abundance of talent.
You're going with an extra forward tonight instead of an extra defenseman for your extra skater. I would say 95 or maybe even a little higher percent of games you're going with that seventh defenseman. Is it a matchup issue tonight, or why, or just a gut feeling, or why are you going with 13 tonight?
We got to start getting some of these forwards more ice. That's probably the biggest thing, Schultze. We've got, we've got a lot of forwards on the roster. We have some young kids. We want to see. They just need to play more hockey. So we got to try whatever we can. And I don't necessarily know sometimes if it's the right thing or the wrong thing, because sometimes they might only get 4 or 5 minutes, maybe somebody. So I don't know if that's a. It's an advantage for them or not, but it's all in good faith, and we're trying to, you know, develop some players, get some experience, and we're trying to give you know, get them some games and get them some minutes.
You went into the break with a couple of guys banged up. How are they coming out of the break?
We're actually, you know, pretty good, and you're probably talking about Ethan right there. Ethan's doing he's had a pretty good week, and he was dinged up pretty good there, and you know, he's still hurting.